I want to talk to you guys about your mise en place in your mind. You know, I've been super blessed to be able to lead a team, right? So I know a lot of you are wishing me many blessings and praying for me over this gig that I got, right? Where I am serving underserved adults who are going through a lot of challenges with, you know, homelessness and being outcasted and all those kind of things. And I have to tell you that I have had the most amazing experience that I think I've had, especially in the kitchen, probably my whole career. And these beautiful, beautiful individuals that I've had in my kitchen have been just going through a lot of different challenges, whether it's mindset challenges, homelessness, you know, having maybe some records in the background. Some of them are in transition, so they're trans and they're going through one way, you know, one transitioning into another gender. And I was like, you know, this is a big challenge, and I am really much looking forward to seeing what is it that God is going to do. So I really wanted to come on here to talk to you about, you know, some kitchen table wisdom, right? Things that I have learned in the last like 6 weeks that have been so impactful. You know, it's where faith and fire and purpose and all of these things are colliding. And it's been a beautiful thing to watch and to see how God has been using all of my skill sets with, you know, being a person who is purpose-driven, a person who has faith as a core, a person whose purpose is coaching and all of that, but also my purpose in cooking. Because, you know, I love to cook. I mean, I'm a chef. I've been a chef for like 20 years and I've led teams and it's been amazing. And to have all of that turn into a kingdom purpose in a kitchen has been something who has been transformational for me. In case you don't know who I am Nina Perez. I'm a chef. I'm a transformational coach. I'm a kingdom woman. I am on a mission to help turn God-given purpose into a powerful life and business in whoever's life is willing to accept all that I do. And so I wanted to jump into this episode to talk to you about your mise en place in your mindset. Now, those of you who have worked in a kitchen, you probably know mise en place means everything in its place, right? Putting everything in its place. If you've ever watched a good cooking show, you see that. You see prep going on. You see things going on. You know, it's a French term for everything in its place. I you know, even sometimes have to catch myself like at home, like, do you have your mise? And my husband's like, what? I'm like, I mean, do you have your things ready, right? Because before we turn on the heat, we go and get things done. We have to, as chefs, walk into the kitchen before anything happens, before you're sharpening your knives, before you are turning on a stove, before you are measuring anything, before you get anything ready. You want to make sure there's not chaos in the kitchen, right? You want to wait. You want to make sure there's no waste, that there's elimination of mistakes, that there's no stress when it comes to you getting your station ready, getting things done for you to create what it is you're trying to create. But what is it that you're trying to create, right? And this is what happens in life as well and in business. Now, too many of us are trying to build legacies and, you know, step into purpose and do all of these things. Meanwhile, our minds are cluttered and in chaos and we are just, you know, not knowing who we are and we don't know what our purpose is and we are just struggling with a lot of these things. And that is normal. As a chef, I've learned a lot of things, right? Because we have a lot of self-doubt. We have a lot of fear. We have a lot of people pleasing. We have a lot of imposter syndrome, financial stress. We have a lot of things that happen to us. I get it, right? And a lot of things happen, a lot of trauma as we're trying to build a business or run a show or whatever it is we're trying to do. But sis, purpose doesn't thrive in clutter. You need perception. You need preparation. You need mise en place. Okay. So today I wanted to walk through like very simple steps that we use as chefs to get our mental mise en place method together, to get ourselves together so that we can win in the kitchen, so that you can win in your kitchen or whatever it is, your recipe you're trying to create. Right? So the first thing is we have to think about our mental mise en place. What is it exactly that we're trying to create? What are we trying to do? What is it that we're trying to make in this kitchen, right? We have to really clear our minds. And so we go through clearing our counters, looking at what it is that we want to do. And you probably do this at home when you're trying to maybe create something fun in the kitchen and you're just like, I don't even know what to make tonight, right? But that's where in life, limiting beliefs are in clutter. You have to start clearing your mind and your mental station and getting it together. You have to start getting your mental mise en place done, okay? What stories are you repeating in yourself? What things are you doing that don't belong? Like, what is it that's happening in your life? Call it out, write it down. Toss that crap, right? You're not going to use bad ingredients in something that you're trying to create in the kitchen. And it's the same thing with your mental state. You have to start thinking, what is it that I'm trying to create? And throw out the bad ingredients, throw out the bad stuff, right? Write down what it is. Okay, I want to actually create a lasagna tonight. Okay, I want to create a lasagna tonight. Great. How do I do that? How do I create a lasagna tonight? Okay, well, I'm not going to use ground meat, right? If you're going to be creating a classic one, you're not going to create a beautiful lasagna with bad old ingredients, right? So it's time for you to start thinking about what that means for you, right? I want you to think about what is it that you have to lay out. So now you're going to lay out your stuff, your tools. Okay, I'm going to make a lasagna tonight. Great. How am I going to do that? Well, I need some ground beef. I need to make a tomato ragu or sauce. I need to have some cheeses. I think I want those shredded. Maybe you are thinking about maybe I need a bechamel or something like that. You're thinking about what it is that you need to get done. And this is where you lay out your tools, lay out your foundation. Right? Lay out what it is you need. You need your pot. Okay. You need your pan. You need your spoon to turn your meat around. You need to have a grater if you're going to grate fresh cheeses. You need your skills. You need your things set up, right? Lay out your tools. This is getting your mise en place done. Your mise en place needs to get done. Okay. You are not starting from scratch. What tools do you have in your life? What's your cheese grater? What's your pot and pan? What's your spoon? What is that? Right? You have tools. You have wisdom. You have skill sets. You have things that God has equipped you with that you already have in life. Right? What do people always come to you for? What's that tool that they need from you to get their recipe done? I want you to think of three top strengths that you have. Three things. These are going to be your top main ingredients, okay? Your meat, your pasta, your cheese, your top three ingredients, okay? So we're going to just keep going with the lasagna analogy. The first thing I cooked when I was a kid, I cooked it. I think I was watching, it was either Chef Pepin or Julia Childs. Right? I think it was her. I don't remember because I was a kid. I could look it up because I remember I wrote it down. But I remember just thinking, I want to make a lasagna. I want to make a lasagna. I want to make a lasagna. And I begged my mother. I was a child. I remember being like maybe 7 or 8 years old when my mom let me make the lasagna. You know, the truth is you need to lay out your tools. You need your mise en place done. And the first way to start is with your mindset. So get your things together, okay? What is it that you want to create? In this analogy, we're going to use the lasagna. You want to create that lasagna in your life? You want to create something? You need to write down what it is you need. And you need to start doing that in your life because there's a lot of things in your life that are limiting you and are cluttering your mind. And you have stories that are repeating that don't belong there anymore. And like I said, if you're creating this amazing lasagna, let's say, you're not going to use spoiled meat, right? You're going to toss that out. It's the same thing in your life. What is it that's there that needs to be tossed out? This is how you get your mindset right, okay? You get that mise en place done in your mind first. Clear the clutter. Right? Then you're going to lay out the tools. What are the tools you need? The pots, the pans, the spoons, the grater for your cheese, all that kind of stuff. You are not starting from scratch, y'all. You guys have wisdom and tools and skill sets and experiences in your life and things that God has given you that you are already equipped with. You are already equipped with. You are already equipped with. I think I have to say that a few times because people just don't get it. You just don't get it. You just don't think you're good enough or capable enough or that people don't want what you have. But as I'm teaching all of these underprivileged adults on how to do culinary so they can get jobs in the real world, I am learning so much. And I'm realizing that, you know what? What I'm teaching is valuable. And it's giving them a life skill set that they didn't have that now they are utilizing. And I'm actually having 3 of my 12 students are going into right now what they call stages. And that means they're going into these restaurants to work so that they can get jobs because they are struggling right now with either homelessness or not having jobs or a low income or underserved, all that kind of stuff. And I am equipping them for this life skill that they can use on and on and on anywhere they go. Right? So I'm teaching them about this stuff. Lay out your tools. And then I realize how much God is using everything I have learned in my life to really impact their lives and really be there with them. I mean, like I said, people are going through being trans right now. They're transitioning into something different. There are people who are going into homelessness. There are people that are losing things in their life and they don't have anything. And I'm realizing God is using my 20 years experience in life coaching, my 20 years plus experience in cooking, at being a chef, and my experience in being a Christian leader, like all of these amazing things that God is just like intertwining and using. And these people are not Christian, right? But it doesn't matter. You show up with love and intention, and you show up with teaching them skills that they will learn for the rest of their lives. And now that I'm teaching them, lay out your tools, y'all. What's your mise en place? And they're like, mindset first, chef. That's right. Mindset first. Get your mind right before you walk into my kitchen. Okay. And so they're coming in and they're like, mindset first. And they're going in and they're, oh my God, it has been the most transformative thing I have seen in such a long time. And I'm telling you that all of you have things in your mind. Get that stuff that is off, that does not serve you. Throw that meat out, that rotten meat out, and get yourself some great produce and great products and start building up your mindset. And that is your first step to your mise en place, to whatever recipe you are trying to create in your life. And then start laying out your tools. Get your stuff together. You have tools and skills and wisdom and mindsets and all those things that God can use to help you pull out what it is. You stop living along what the world says and start getting your recipe together of what it is you want to do. I want you to write down your top 3 strengths. What are they? And if we're going with the lasagna analogy, what is your pasta? What is your meat? What is your cheese? What are those top 3 things you need to create what it is you're trying to create? Okay. And when these people are walking into my kitchen, these amazing humans that are walking into my kitchen, and they're like, all right, chef, what are we doing? Well, read the recipe, because you need to know what you're preparing. What are you preparing? Don't you dare start cooking or putting things together in a pot when you haven't read the recipe. Okay. So we talk about that. We talk about getting that mise en place done now. So you get your mental mise en place. You're looking at your station. Okay. What do I need to get ready when I come into this kitchen? And let me read through this recipe to see what I need. Okay. Now God handed you a recipe for what it is you have to have in your life. You need to follow those steps. Why do I say that? Because all of us have been through experiences in our life and wisdoms, and we have gotten education and all this stuff in our life that God has prepared you and only you to have for that recipe that you want in your life. Follow the steps, y'all. Follow the steps. Okay. When I first started to get into all of this personal development stuff, I didn't start there. I started because I was lost in the sauce. I used to be into Santeria and do all that kind of stuff. And God snatched me out of that and put me into his kingdom. And when he did that, he prepared me. I went and took classes for like, I think it was 18 months. And I became a certified Christian leader for women, right? Then I did that for a while. And then I got into culinary back in like 2003 or whatever it was, and started leading teams and all that great stuff, and realizing that none of this is separate. Everything God will use, right? So commit your work to the Lord and you will have your plans established, because it says it in Proverbs and I believe it. Not maybe, not someday, it will be. Okay. So I want to encourage you that you are too busy, maybe sometimes overthinking, and maybe you have forgotten that God is really equipping you, and you are the chef, y'all. You are the chef of your life. It's time to start creating what it is you're trying to create in your life, and you need to stop ignoring things and get it together, okay? So today I'm gonna challenge you. Before you try to go ahead and coach another client, before you try to create another offer, before you try to chase that other strategy and do that other thing, I want you to prep your station. prep your spirit. Get your mise en place done, okay? Let God help you with your mise en place, your mindset, your station, your preparedness, okay? If this is speaking to you right now, then you must be tired of second guessing what your next step is, all right? And I want you to think about what it is you are thinking about. And if it's an ingredient that does not belong on that plate, remove it, okay? Remove it. Like, it's so funny because we're almost coming to an end of our gig together, or me teaching these amazing human beings on how to be chefs and how to go out into the culinary space and how to really create what it is they're trying to create. And they don't want to leave me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, God is amazing. Okay. Amazing. He's given me this amazing amount of empathy and love and compassion for people that has been incredible to watch, to actually be able to not just coach them in cooking, because of course I'm a culinary instructor and chef. Of course I can do that, but also have these people who are struggling with mental health or struggling with other things in their life and coming to me and saying, hey, Neen, can I get a hug? I'm like, can you get a hug? Yes, you can get two. I'll give you one now and we can get one later. Okay. Why do I do that? Because they are human beings created in the image of God, and they are struggling with things. And on top of me just teaching them mise en place in their mind, I realized, wow, God is good. God is good. God is good. Right? Because I am able to teach compassion, love, empathy, cooking, mise en place, everything. All God is using every skill set that he has given me in my 52 years. And my struggles with being, whoa, I didn't think I was going to cry. My struggles with being homeless, my struggles with, you know, sexual abuse, my struggles with all of these things that have happened in my life. And now I am in a kitchen in my dream job, right? Because I'm a coach and I teach a lot of women and I love that. And that's a dream job. And then now I get to go out throughout the daytime and teach these amazing underserved communities on how to be chefs. And at the same time, I get to tell them about the amazingness of who they are, right? And who God is in my life anyway, right? Because they're not Christian. So in my life, but here's the thing, they're receiving, because they don't see me now as like, I think I'm better than them or whatever have you. When they found out that I was homeless, when they found out that I've had suicidal ideation in my past, when they found out that I also have struggled, when they found out that, it created a bond with these people that has been unbelievable and rewarding in a way that I didn't see coming. I didn't see coming. I thought I was just going to go and serve amazing humans and help them to maybe learn a culinary skill so that they can go work at a cafe or at a restaurant or something. I never expected it to be that God would utilize all of my skill sets with coaching and you know, business and everything and culinary and all of it mixed together, where I am inspiring these people to want to open up their own businesses, to feel like they are worth it and they can do anything that they want to do. I do not allow any kind of poo-poo talk in my kitchen, right? This is real stuff, y'all. Okay. And I want to encourage you, get your mise en place together. That means get your mental state together. Think about what it is you're trying to create, how it is you're trying to create it. What is the recipe you're trying to put out in the world? And get it together. Write down your recipe, get your ingredients, get your tools, set up your station and make it happen. Make it happen. Okay. Because you freaking deserve to do that. Why not? Why not? And that's what I told them. Why not? And they're like, yeah, why not? Why not? You deserve it too. Yeah, maybe you have had these challenges and you're underprivileged, or you guys are homeless or struggling with things, but that doesn't mean anything, because I was underprivileged and also grew up in the projects and grew up around drugs and all that kind of stuff. And I was homeless and all of that stuff. And yet God saw it fit to give me skill sets that I can utilize to make me a six-figure person. So, and hopefully going on to 7 and 8. Why do I say that? Does that matter? No, the money doesn't matter. But when you're struggling, when you don't have anything, when you don't have anything, it matters. It matters, right? So I'm not speaking to them about, oh, let me hit you over the head with a Bible while I'm here trying to teach you how to cook. I am teaching them about value and worth and mindset and how to put things together and how to make a recipe happen. And you know how these people feel when they create that recipe and they're like, whoa, I did that. I'm like, you sure did do that. You sure did do that. They're like, chef, I didn't know. I'm like, well, I knew. You damn right you did that, right? So I am encouraging all of you out here. You have a skill set and a wisdom and knowledge and God-given talents that God will use to impact the lives of others and to impact your life. And this has been the most transformative thing I have done in my life. And I have worked for nonprofits before, but this has completely changed the game for me. Completely changed the game in a way that I can utilize everything that I'm using to help someone who thinks that maybe they can't get to their next calling to get to their next calling. And this is not fluff, and this is not anything but clarity and strategy and alignment and knowing who you are and why you are here. Now, if any of you, if this resonates with you in any way and you're like, hey, Neen, can you help me out? I will do it. Get on a, this is free, y'all. I'm not trying to charge you anything because I know that everybody does that. I am really asking you, if you want to, just go ahead and click a link and get on a clarity call with me, and maybe we can strategize about what it is you want to bring out into the world. But I'm telling you, when you get your mindset right, when you get that mise en place in your head right, like every chef has to do, when you get that mental place done, and then you clear the counter, and then you lay out the tools, and you get your recipe, and you get your ingredients, and you get all of that working together, you're going to be the chef of your life. And you're going to be able to create whatever it is you want to create. So commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. This is not maybe, this is not someday, this will be. So today I'm going to challenge you, okay? So I'm going to leave you with this. Before you try to teach another client, before you try to create another offer, before you try to chase another strategy, before you try to do any of that, prep your station, get your mise en place done, get your stuff together, okay? And if you don't know, like, I don't know what to do, God. What are you talking about, Neena? I don't know what to... You know what? Think about what it is that you really want to put on the world. Let God help you create your mise en place. Get your mindset right so that you can start speaking to you what it is you want to do. And once you start to write down a recipe, any of you guys who are a cook or a chef, you understand that this type of thing, like this type of stuff, like creating this book, did not just start out of nowhere, right? This is actually a culinary book that I got when I was in culinary back in the day. And this has to be created. This has to be written. This has to be put out for people to learn. And this book right here, this is a sixth edition. I'm sure they're at like a 50,000 edition at this point, is to help people create what it is they want to create, to become the chefs that they want to come. And I have been an instructor for many years, and this has been the first time that I have been so impacted the way I have been. But I am encouraging you not to even sleep on you. Don't even sleep on you, because I know you got a lot of stuff in you that the world freaking needs. So go for it. Go for it. Okay, go cook what it is you're trying to cook and create what it is you're trying to create. And when that thing is on your dish, the way my chefs have been feeling lately, when they see that they went from not knowing something to creating something on a dish, and then they know they can serve others with that, and now they are going to have work and jobs and stuff in that. Listen here, who can stop them? Nobody, because nobody can steal your wisdom. Now, they could steal your systems. They can steal your product. They can steal your PDF. They cannot steal your wisdom. They cannot steal the recipe of who you are. They cannot do that, okay? So you got this. I cannot wait to hear what it is you are trying to create in the world. I am stoked and excited. God bless you. Have a beautiful, blessed, abundant day. Talk to you soon. Nina Perez, I'm out.